Well, good morning, beloved, and welcome to our Wednesday morning together in God's Word, as we are going to be continuing in our reading of Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 through 23. Today's reading includes a description of the person and the work of Christ, and it concludes with Paul's exhortation to remain faithful. And now, God's guiding word for us, which has been joy, is now discipleship. As we are walking in Christ, and it's time for us to grow up and begin to go through the process of discipleship, where we learn, and the root word to discipleship is discipline, where he teaches us to stay true to him and to his word, to live a life that is a disciplined life according to the word of God. So, let's begin here. Christ is the visible likeness of the invisible God. He is the firstborn son, superior to all created beings. Through him, God created everything in heaven and on earth, the seen and the unseen, including spiritual powers, lords, rulers, and authorities. God created the whole universe through him and for him. Christ existed before all things, and in union with him, all things have been there in their proper place. He is the head of his body, the church. He is the source of the body's life. He is the firstborn son who was raised from death in order that he alone might have the first place in all things. For it was by God's own decision that the Son has in himself the full nature of God. Through the Son, then, God decides to bring the whole universe back to himself. God made peace through his Son's blood on the cross, so brought back to himself all things on both earth and in heaven. At one time, you were far away from God and were his enemies because of the evil things you did and thought. But now, by means of the physical death of his son, God has made you his friends in order to bring you holy, pure, and faultless into his presence. You must, of course, continue faithful on a firm and sure foundation, and must not allow yourselves to be shaken from the hope that you gained when you heard the gospel. It is of this gospel that I, Paul, became a servant. This gospel which has been preached to everybody in the world. And today's key verse is Colossians 1:15. Christ is the visible likeness of the invisible God. He is the firstborn son, superior to all created beings. I know it's interesting that in verse 22, Paul tells us that because of the physical death of his son, God has made us his friends, and he brings us holy, pure, and faultless into his presence. Well, friends, I'll tell you what, if there are three things that I certainly don't feel that I am, it is holy, pure, and faultless. But according to the authority of God's word, that's what he has made us through the shed blood of his son, Jesus Christ. Think of that. As God looks at you, you are holy, pure, and faultless. Oh, my goodness, it just thrills me to think that that is what God the Father did for me through the death, through the blood of his son. Well, let's pray. Lord God, I thank you and praise you that you made me your friend and have brought me into your presence. Help me to remain faithful and not to stray from your teachings. Guide me each day in the way of your truth. Amen. Well, our Wednesday morning has slipped away from us. Join me tomorrow as we'll be continuing in Colossians chapter 1, verse 24 through chapter 2, verse 5, where the Apostle Paul describes his work as a servant of the gospel, of the good news. Until then, God bless you with every good and perfect gift is my prayer for you.